Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
To the show, you're listening to the new 2012 Internet
Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 2012-1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys again for listening in to the show. Those that are listening via internet on my show page, thank you for listening in. Those of you that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. I appreciate you guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. That's for sure. Now, I want to say a special thanks to my sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Thank you again for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in and save it to your phone, your desktop, your laptop, whatever you got, and call into the show. Today is Free Fall Friday, guys. All lines are open for you to call into the show and talk about whatever is on your mind. Now, you guys can follow the show or me, whichever, but you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go to the search box on Facebook and type in 1982 Astros Alumni. So the show page should come up there and on Facebook, and you just send a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend as soon as I get to that. So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, you can also follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page, you'll see right there under my handsome picture, you'll see an icon there that says follow this show, and you'll see an icon that says message. So you can click on either of those and follow the show, or you can send me a message or whatever, and I'll appreciate that. Again, thank you for listening to the show. 818-301-5834. Free Fall Friday. Call into the show, guys, and say whatever's on your mind. I hope you guys had a great Friday. I've had a great Friday. I feel like $2.5 million. Why I say $2.5 million, I don't know, but I feel like $2.5 million today. I'm happy. I'm in good health. Everything's going well. So I'm good on Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, I know a lot of you guys are off work tomorrow, and I'm trying to go fishing tomorrow myself. I'm trying to get out on the boat and do a little fishing tomorrow night. I know it's hot, but actually in the evening, you know, I like the night fish, so in the evening when the sun goes down and the water starts to cool down a little bit, the fish get active and they start biting. Also, it looks like that on Sunday, it's going to be a little chance of shower. So on Saturday night, you know, actually fish can figure out. They can figure out, they know when the rain is coming, okay? I'm going to give you guys a quick fishing lesson here. The fish know when rain is coming. You know, when they talk about the barometer and the humidity and stuff like that on the news. Well, when the barometer rises and the rain starts to push in, the barometer rises. So when the barometer rises, the fish know that the rain is coming in. It's just like, you know, over in I don't know, what's that place that had that tsunami a long time ago? It was like a resort island or something over near India that had the tsunami to come in and wreck the place and killed a lot of people. Well, at that time, you know, they were saying that all the animals start moving to higher ground because they knew that this was coming in. This was getting ready to happen. I don't know how that works. That's something the man upstairs put together, you know. That's some of his master plan. But they know that this thing is coming in, so they moved to higher ground, and they didn't get killed from the onslaught of water that came up on the island. And then that's amazing to me. I don't know about you guys, but that's amazing to me. So you think about it. Now the fish in the lake understand when the rain is coming in, so they feed, and they feed when they know that the rain is coming in, because once the rain comes in, it muddies the water, and you guys seen this, when the rain comes in, the water gets muddy. And you know, if you were actually in the water and had some goggles on or whatever, you can you barely be able to see that your hand in front of your face. So imagine fish at that time when the water gets stained and stuff like that. They can't see real good. So as far as hunting for food, it's tough on those days when it rains. Y'all get it? So and actually when it rains, I've always wondered this. How does the water turn muddy like that? Well, actually, it's the mud that runs off the banks of the lake and river or whatever that gives it that that stains the water and make it muddy. So you know, it's not just the raindrops hitting the water, going to the bottom, hitting the bottom of the lake and knocking all the dirt up in the air and make the water muddy. That's not it. It's actually the mud from the banks of the river or the banks of the lake that comes into the water, and that's what stains the water per se or makes it muddy. You know, my granddad used to always say, "The water muddy, we ain't gonna catch nothing." You know, and that's the same thing, because the water's muddy, the fish it's hard for them to hunt, you know, hard for them to see food, so they kind of stay stagnant at that time. But as soon as that water clears again, bam, they feed, and they feed. So you can catch a lot of fish just before the rain, and if you can stand it, you can sit and brave the storm, and then as soon as the storm is over, bam, they start feeding like crazy because the water hadn't muddied up yet. That's just a fishing lesson I threw out there today for you. I know you guys appreciate that, but that's a fishing lesson that I put out there for you. 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say hello to me, say happy Friday or whatever you want to say. Talk about whatever subject you want to say. Today is free for all Friday. All my lines are open for you to call into the show. 818-301-5834. A little recap on what I did this week on the show. I know on Monday we did a Father's Day show. I talked about what I did on Father's Day. I was looking to get some ideas from other people about what they did on Father's Day. But if you come back to think of it, looking at messages and all, a lot of people, you know, cooked out on their grill and all this stuff, had great dinners and got a lot of pictures from people that sent in, you know, pictures of what they were doing, okay? So I appreciate that. Now I have a caller coming on the show from the 347 area code. 347 area code. I'm not sure where that is, but from the 347 area code, 918 number, we're going to bring that caller up on the show. Caller, you're on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
How you doing, Frank? This is Norman Hardaway, man. I'm sorry I'm late, but we getting old and I forgot. So I'm here now.
Hey y'all, what's going on with you, bud?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. How you been?
I've been good, man. I saw your post on Facebook about your stuff being finger licking good. I saw that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was. That's probably why I was late, because I was cleaning up my face.
Yeah.
But,
Did you see my post I put on there?
Yeah, well, you know, Frank, we're gonna have to get together, man, because I really do need a sauce, because probably at about next, close to the 1st of July, I'm going to start selling barbecue, so I really need a sauce. But I have to come up with my own. You know, I can't use yours, but not till I come to Atlanta or you come.
Well,
to New
you
York.
Know I can ship. You know I can ship my sauce. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can ship it. I can put it in something and ship it right to you. Won't be no ingredients, and nothing like that on it. But I can ship it right to you with no problem, bro.
Well, man, come on, man. We go way back. You couldn't even give me the ingredients. Wow.
Yeah, man. We go way back, man. Like Cadillac seats. But I'm just saying, my wife see that stuff, and my daughter see that stuff. What I do and how I mix that sauce up, and but you know, like I said, I'll be glad to send you some sauce. But it won't have ingredients and stuff like that in it. It'll just be like a, you know, like a moonshine bottle. Nothing on it.
Yeah, man, I can dig it. Cause my youngest brother, he was like, man, you won't even tell me how you season your ribs and your chicken and stuff. I was like, nope, nobody ever told me. You got to find out on your own, bud.
Yeah.
you got to experiment. Right, that's the secret of barbecue. You know, that's the trade of barbecue. You don't nobody give away their secrets.
Yeah. I don't give away my secrets. You know, we had a cook off, right, at one of my class reunion meetings. We did a cook off, right, a rib cook off, and a few people got involved in the cook off and all. And I got into it too. But you know, I ain't pat myself on the back or nothing, but I knew I was gonna win. Right? I knew I was gonna win the cook off. But, you know, everybody else were talking and jabbing, and they were talking their crap, I'm talking their crap. I ain't say nothing. I ain't had nothing to say. I just said we'll wait till the day that we do the cooking and we'll see what happens. The day we did the cooking, I mean, I showed up about 30, 45 minutes late, got my grill started, got my baby backs on, dropped my sauce on it, took it inside, then the judges sat down and started eating. They had a tie between me and another person, but at the end, the house man came in at the end, and we let him be the judge at the end. He tasted each set of barbecue, and you know who came out on top.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes, yeah. I'm glad you weren't there.
I appreciate that compliment, Frank, because, you're a working man. I'm not a working man. So for 6 years, that's why I be trying to tell my brother. He said, we're going to have a cook-off. I was like, look, man, you're not even in my league. you know, it'll be a waste of time. You're not in my league because, you know, for 6 years I haven't been doing, you know, all I do is barbecue. So, you know, you're not in my league, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he just now started barbecuing.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't even been no contest. So, you know, I just had to put it to him like that. He ain't like it, but, you know, the truth is the truth.
Yeah, I've probably been barbecuing since I was 5. You know, when my granddad used to barbecue, I didn't flip meat or nothing like that. But I throw some damn sticks in the fire in a minute.
So I've been
barbecuing since I was 5.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell that lie, Frank. I ain't been barbecuing since I was 5. But I used to watch my daddy, and you know, with the old school grill, the real old school grill, with the, you know, where they got it, where you be turning the grill thing with a stick with your meat on it. You just be sitting there in the chair, in the lounge chair, just turning your meat, turning the grill. You know the tabletop, but the. You know what I'm talking about? The old school grill.
Yeah, that was that $40-$50 Kmart grill right there. I'm talking about a pit with the cinder blocks on both sides, with the back to it, and the old crate on top. You know, there ain't no top or nothing like that. They just cooking.
Them was the days. But I tell you, Frank, and your audience, I can't wait, Frank, until I get a crib with a backyard, because that's going to be the first thing I do is build me a pit so I can roast me a pig.
Yeah.
You know, when I was there, I had went to Springfield, Massachusetts about 10 years ago, and I saw this guy doing the pig, boy. You know, everybody else was like, you know, sitting around, you know, talking and stuff. They was like, what Norman at? What Norman at, man? I was out there watching the pit. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, Layhard, I appreciate you calling in to the show, man. Hey, I'm gonna call you in a little while after the show, but let me finish up the show real quick, and I'll call you in a little while. Keep listening, all right?
All right, no problem.
All right, hey, I appreciate the call from Hardaway from upstate New York. I appreciate that, Hard, for calling me into the show. Hey, it's Free Fall Friday. Anybody can call in and talk about whatever you want. We talking about barbecue, no big deal. It's Free Fall Friday. We can talk about whatever we want. All right. Now, one other thing I wanted to get out there is some of the alumni from my high school class. I know a lot of you guys are listening into the show. I appreciate that. But now I'm trying to get some information from the Run the Pits, as far as what's going on right now, up to the minute on the reunion and how things are going. I know one thing, and I don't have to have anything from Rhonda or anything like that for this, but I know one thing, that everyone needs to get involved. Everyone needs to send. I know you've gotten emails and things like that about reunion dues and things like that. But everyone needs to step up to the plate now, and let's go ahead and get our dues paid so that we can get some things nailed down, and we can have a good time at the reunion. Because if not, we're not going to be able to do it. Things are not going to happen without money. Everyone knows that you need money to make this type thing happen, and that's what we need. So make sure you guys call into the show, or make sure you guys grab a hold of some people, send in your money, and get some things going. Now, I have another call up on the show that wants to come on the show from the 404 area code. 277 is the first three digits of the number. I'm going to put that caller up on the show. Hey, caller, are you there? You on the line with Frank Williams.
Hey, Frank, it's Phyllis.
Hey, Miss Wiggins.
Can you hear me? Hey, Frank. Yeah, you need to remind them again. If they don't get their dues paid, we won't have a reunion. If they got the last newsletter, there are only a handful of people that even paid deposits, and just another handful that have actually paid in full. I mean, the numbers are not there. So I think the next deadline is July 31st. They
okay.
really need to get their dues in. I mean, you need to, you know, if you can, while you're doing your show, remind them, you know, every show. And I think Rhonda is going to try to send out a weekly reminder. But, again, if the dues don't come in, I mean, we won't be able to make it. We've already moved it from May to October. But that the use of that hotel and those services for the classroom reunion are pretty costly, so dues are going to have to come in. Because those deposits have to be made. But other than that, everything's fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How your husband doing?
He's fine. Everybody's doing great.
Yeah, everybody at home now?
Everybody's home. Everybody's working.
Oh, good, good. Hey, did I know I'm on the show. I don't care, but it's Free Fall Friday. Did Nicole get anything done with the car?
No, not with the Honda, but she did find another one. So we should pick it up in a couple weeks.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Well, that works. Well, yeah, I sent Rhonda an email asking her to send me some kind of information on the reunion, what's been going on, maybe some minutes from the last meeting to see, you know, because I want to, that's what I want to do. I want to start to, right now, I want to start to, adding that into my opening, into opening my show. I want to add in some stuff about the reunion when I'm opening my show before I get into the show for the day. So that's exactly what I want to do. So I've been trying to get in touch with Rhonda, but I hadn't heard back from her yet.
Well, I'll give her a call, but really and truly, everything is pretty much at a standstill until some funds come in. I mean, there's really not a whole lot we can do. We really can't move forward without the funds.
Right.
And that's just
right.
unfortunate. We really cannot move forward. There's a small balance there, but it's not enough to move forward on. The lady even extended us making deposits on the hotel, but they need to send their money. And, I mean, not enough people have actually participated to get us where we need to be to finalize anything.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people been listening in to the show. I know that, and but like I said, I want to put something into the show about the reunion. You know, every day, because I know someone listens every day to the show. Someone new listens every day to the show. So
tell them to send Laura their check. I mean, even it's just. The deposit money. Tell them every day to send it. I mean, they just have to be done.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put that in there, and I'm going to also put in Laura's address and stuff as far as where to send the money and all that. So I'm going to get it in there, and I'll look to hear from them.
If they're not getting the newsletter, tell them to tag any of us on Facebook. Me, Laura, Rhonda, any of us can be tagged on Facebook. I have some classmates tagged on Facebook, but I don't have everybody. And a lot of people, I remember names, but I'm actually tagging people from other classes, you know, because I just remember the name. So they need to tag us on Facebook where we can make sure they have their email addresses and get everybody all the information they need. And if it's somebody we don't know, send us their email addresses, you know. You know, tell us where your friends are.
All right, that'll work. All right, Phyllis, thanks a lot for calling in. Thank you guys for listening to the show. That's the end of the show right now. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend and be safe, guys. Take care.
Everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility.